AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden holding a high-stakes news conference last night, answering questions for nearly an hour about his mental fitness in office. ABC's Jay O'Brien has Capitol Hill reaction.
Largely positive from lawmakers. I heard from one Democratic source who said that Biden, quote, has the same problem coming out of this press conference as he did going in. That's because he did a good enough job to not necessarily put entirely their concerns at ease, but it wasn't bad enough to have this groundswell of Democrats come out, the floodgates open, if you will, to try to push him off of the ticket.
The president will campaign in Michigan today. The Republican convention begins next week in Wisconsin. European Union regulators say the blue check marks used on X are deceptive and that the social media company's transparency falls short of the EU's digital rules. More than a million homes and businesses in Texas still without power following Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. Palestinians now returning to parts of Gaza City after Israeli forces pulled out. Reports from the area say block after block has been reduced to piles of rubble. The Pentagon also says it will shut down that floating pier used to deliver aid to Gaza. It was operational for just 23 days and was plagued by rough seas. No more getting movies from Redbox.
A commercial for Redbox once declared,
"Running from Redbox is the smartest decision I've ever made."
But that's not the case anymore. In the age of streaming, DVD rental services have become more and more obsolete. And that's the fate of Redbox, which has 24,000 kiosks outside supermarkets and other businesses nationwide. Those kiosks are shutting down, and more than 1,000 employees will be laid off as the company liquidates its assets. In recent years, Redbox did incorporate a streaming component, but it was too little, too late. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
A new streaming service, however, is ramping up. For Christmas movie fans, Hallmark is launching its own service, offering its holiday movies for $80 a year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command. composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star Game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 84 this afternoon. The wind today out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. It'll be humid with a high of 87. On Sunday, hot, humid, 91 with a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will replay Joe Biden and Madison last Friday and the Earl Ingram interview. Devil's Advocates. The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Say it along with me, if you can. Okay. Say it every morning.
All the time.
Here we go again.
All right.
We're broadcasting live from State Street this time around. Oh, man. Where's our leaf blower guy? The street cleaning guy isn't driving around either. So what are we going to do this morning if we can't keep track of them?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, Gordy. You're here too, huh?
Yeah, we're all here. We're all back together again in the studio. I just like to emphasize that we're in stereo every once in a while by doing that.
Yes.
And so, you know, hopefully that comes across.
I hope so, too.
Boy, look at the beautiful sunshine this morning. It's just crazy nice looking.
Going to be a nice day today.
It is. Relatively speaking, it's going to be okay. It's going to get really hot over the weekend, so enjoy today. Because, the heat is on over the weekend.
But if we slip a little money under the table to Brittany Merlot, maybe she'll give us a good weather forecast for once.
I don't think that'll help at all. We could try. We could see what happens.
But you weather guys think you know everything. Control the weather.
Well, I got it. Yeah. Right now, we're at 66 degrees to start things out. Hey, well, let's get out the weather lottery balls away. There's no reason to wait.
There's no wait. Let's go. Warm them up.
What's the high temperature going to be today? Let's look at the first ball. It's an 8. Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. Oh, second ball is 5. 85 will be our high for today. Mm. Yeah, it's Friday. Rocker will be in a little bit later on, and we're going to have a special guest in our next hour, Steve Cochran, longtime radio broadcaster in Chicago, will join us just after 7, talk a little bit of, he's been on radio in Chicago for several decades.
Yeah.
And he's also a stand-up comedian, and it'll be good to talk to him. He's also up on politics, not only in Chicago, but around the Midwest, so it'll be interesting to have him on, and look forward to that. Did you watch Biden's press conference?
I did.
Maybe it's a little too early to get into that.
No, I watched it.
I thought it was really good.
For those who get up super early, why don't we tell them what we thought of the press conference?
Big thumbs up. I thought he did really well. There were a couple of flubs here and there, but it was kind of old Joe Biden stuff. It wasn't typical stuff. Yeah. But he was a master. It was a master class in foreign relations and national politics, but mainly international politics. It was something. It went on for almost an hour.
The thing is,
he was
talking about all the relationships he has with other foreign leaders.
All right,
and it goes deep.
Yeah,
and he's constantly working on it, and he's still in discussions with so many of them out there, so many balls in the air, so to speak, that I would hate to see someone who doesn't give a rat's ass about any of that stuff and wouldn't even know what to do. In charge of this and taking over would just be a disaster. I mean, I think Europe has something to worry about. Has something to worry about. But I am so tired of the pundits on this thing. And you and I were talking off the air about the about the Democrat that came out and said, "No, I think he should retire."
You know, right after
this press conference,
like within a minute or two,
which impressed the hell out of me.
It impressed you?
The press conference impressed the hell out of me.
Right.
And this guy decided that was his moment of fame, his 15 minutes to say something really stupid. Well, now I think you should retire. Really? After that, you think you should retire? Okay. Got it.
All right. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later on, too. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it was really something. I was good. It was good to see the old Joe back, you know, on the stage there. And he had a couple of flubs here and there. You know, he called Vice President Harris Vice President Trump. You know, big deal.
The same thing with Zelensky, right? I mean, he made the same kind of mistake that
Putin,
way.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about both of them at the same time.
Right.
And then when he came out to announce, he said the wrong name, and it always happens. That happens a lot in all of this stuff.
Well,
I mean,
now,
of course, everybody forgot that Trump was running against Obama. You know, in his rallies, he
would say
that to everybody. And then, of course, later on, he'd say, "Well, I was doing that as a test. You know, it was a joke."
Yeah.
My God. Well. Yes, their whole campaign is a joke. Felonious Trump.
Felonious Trump. Yeah. Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar, see what's on the list here for July 12th.
Yeah.
I forgot what month it is. How you doing this morning, Sam? By the way, Sam is here.
We're doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a fancy new mask on. I want to ask about that.
Well, take a look. Show everybody.
Anybody who's watching on Facebook
this is
or X.
Fantastic
or,
black.
Yeah, YouTube.
This is a surgical mask they use in South Korea.
Do I look like a surgeon, John?
Well, now you can be.
you need the scrubs. Otherwise, you do. Yeah, and something on your head. But
and it goes with your black shirt. Beetle black shirt.
Ah, you know. That's true. It's really good. Okay, National Day calendar. What day is it and what day is it not?
Did we yesterday say 7-Eleven?
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Did we mention it in correlation with the date?
The date? No, I don't think we ever made that connection.
Damn,
that's why it was 7-Eleven Day. But it was all about 7-Eleven because they had like free Slurpees or some deal on their Slurpees.
Okay, I did not catch that.
So that's why I kind of skipped over. Is it or is it not National French Fry Day? What about Collector Car Appreciation Day? Is that a day today? How about Eat Your Jello Day? Would that be a good thing? Paper Bag Day. This list goes on and on. National Pecan Day, National Different Colored Eyes Day, National Ketchup Day, or National Simplicity Day. Do any of those days sound like they don't belong, John?
No, actually, they sound like they all belong. You're playing a little game with us today.
There's a bad one in there. There is a bad one in there. Do you care to guess? Want me to run all through the list again?
Could you go really quickly?
National French Fry Day.
That's
National
it. It's not that one.
You're wrong. It is National French Fry Day.
See, I saved everybody.
You saved us a
lot
of time.
The horror saying that all over again.
Read through it again. Sam, do you have a guess, or were you paying attention, drifting off into space?
I think there were two incorrect ones. It's not Ketchup Day, and it's not, what is it, Simplicity Day?
Well, you're half right and half wrong now, so I don't know how to score that.
I get both the buzzer and the bell at the same time.
There you go. Can you do that? You're right. It's not National Ketchup Day, but you're wrong. It is National Simplicity Day.
Is Simplicity a product?
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment.
Is it a lawnmower?
All right. You want to start at the bottom of the list?
Simplicity appliance?
Is that the idea? Let's see. I'll start down there. National Simplicity Day. Let's go with that. We'll find out what that's all about. National Simplicity Day honors transcendentalist Henry David Thoreau, a man who advocated a life of simplicity. A man of many talents and skills, Thoreau was a supporter of living the simple life and encouraging others to do the same. So that's
it.
He was born on this date back in 1817. lived until 1862, lived his life as many things as an author, a naturalist, a philosopher, a historian. He was also known to be a tax resister, an abolitionist, a development critic, and a surveyor. His book, Walden, of course, is a reflection upon living the simple life, living the simple life in beautiful surroundings.
That's what you were doing out there in Baraboo. And
that's what I was doing.
Come to the big city and complicate everything.
My whole life has changed. Yeah. and now I'm regretting everything I've done. But no.
Oh, the big city. You got to watch out, man. There's,
I know.
You know, people out on the sidewalk trying to give you a highball, you know.
It happens almost every day. Get this one. National Different Colored Eyes Day. Look at this picture. It's like creepy.
Oh.
This guy's got his eyes wide open. One of them's, blue and one of them's green, I think.
Kind of reminds me of the look I get over the desk when Catherine comes in the morning.
Whoa, really? Wow. Okay. National Different Colored Eyes Day in July recognizes those who have two different colored eyes. Oh, well, what do you know about that?
Yeah.
Many people captivate us with their eye color. Mm-hmm. Others do not because they or others do because of two different colored eyes. I think this is a really rare condition. It's called heterochromia or something like that.
Yeah, of course. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Heterochromia.
There you go. Thank you, Sam. Boy, now, how did you know that?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Are you,
did you know
you
how to put those
classes?
Words together?
Is it because of the mask? I'm just a doctor now?
Yeah. You're a doctor.
I must be.
Dr. Sam. one iris is different colored from the other. That's what it's all about. Okay.
I'm not going to go into it. They purposely do this now with contact lenses.
I get into a lot of medical stuff here, and we don't really care. But if you know somebody with different colored eyes, mm-hmm. Salute them today.
Okay, yeah, salute them.
Okay.
We got nothing better to
stare into their eyes.
With their lives.
Do you like pecan pie? Should we get into National Pecan Pie
Day? Yeah, I love pecan pie. Yeah.
Okay. grab a slice on July 12th and celebrate National Pecan Day.
You don't
pecan
care,
pie.
Do you?
I don't really like pecan pie. I stay away from nuts.
It, the thing is with pecans is that there's just not a lot to it. Pecan pies are so flat. There's really nothing there.
Mm. You don't like
the
taste?
They're very tasty, and they have an extreme taste, but there just isn't enough there.
Okay.
Per slice.
All right, Sam. Do you like pecan pies?
I don't think I've ever had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay.
We'll go down to New Orleans and they'll have
the best pecan
pie you can get.
It's paper bag day, recognizing the significance of the invention we take for granted. Not only do we carry our groceries and our lunches in a paper bag, do we? But this highly functional item comes in handy in surprising numbers of ways. Oh, boy.
I know Scott Walker does. He carries that brown paper bag with his ham sandwich in it, his processed nitrate-heavy ham sandwich, which we hope someday will affect him.
Okay. How did you get the idea he carries a paper bag?
No, it's a big thing. It was a big thing.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's his thing. He constantly carries that bag and a ham sandwich with him at every event.
Here's some of the side effects or side benefits of paper bags. They help reduce anxiety when you're hyperventilating.
You can blow
that's right
into
at the
it,
top
yeah.
of the list.
Oh, my God.
You can also serve popcorn in a paper bag.
You can.
Of course you can. Mm-hmm. Arts and crafts. You can make great puppets and masks. They can act as gift bags. Nothing says a great gift like a paper bag.
Yes, wrapping your gift in a brown paper bag is always a high point of the person you're giving it to.
Okay. Well, that's it for this edition of the National Day Calendar, but we have a few more things.
Brown paper bags are great for storing donuts in because it allows them to breathe and not get wet.
Okay.
Just a little tip there.
All right. You know what? That clock is way off. I'm glad I got this clock.
Yeah,
it is. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show. We'll open the history book coming up.
That clock. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Oh, yes. You know, I understand that, no, I don't want to get into it.
Okay, thanks for starting out. And
who's the drummer for the Rolling Stones?
Charlie Watts. Yeah, what about him?
Did not want to drum this particular song.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he did a good job of it for not wanting to do it.
Well, no, it's not him doing it. It's another drummer doing this song.
Is that so?
Yeah, he just didn't feel the rhythm in it. He just didn't want to do it.
I never heard that.
Yeah. Just a little piece of trivia, I think, that you can pass along to everybody else that you know. And we got a text here from Robert saying his grandma used to make chocolate pecan pie. It was delicious. The chocolate coated the crust inside the pie. I think that would be a great combination, pecan and chocolate.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for chiming in there on the text line, Robert. It is 21 minutes past the hour, 66 degrees.
The National Day calendar, we're not done with that yet, huh?
No.
All right, okay. It's too bad.
Let me just mention that the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. That's Verlo.com.
Did I tell you how angry I am about the press and their reaction to the press conference?
You mentioned that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Why? I just wanted to. I'm just angry about that.
You're just angry all the time lately about the press.
Am I?
Well,
I am. I'm angry about the Democrats. This is so typical of them. I've always criticized them for this. The herding cats party. And it just, it makes me angry.
It does. Well, and now, after this tremendous press conference that Biden had last night.
It was fantastic. Big
thumbs
up.
We'll see how that changes the metric here.
Well, it should. I think the public loved what happened.
Right. Yeah, the general viewing public.
But, you know what the problem is? I think these news people have to appear neutral.
They're trying to.
So when they appear neutral and they take the other side, it irritates the hell out of me. Because they're just denying what just happened just to be neutral.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you could be onto something there.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the National Day calendar.
Oh, do we have to? Okay.
Yeah. It's thing that we do. National French Fry Day.
All right.
Because we wouldn't want to not mention that it's National French Fry Day.
Gotta have that.
French fries, also known as chips, fries, finger chips, or French fried potatoes. Are the next time I go to McDonald's.
Steak fries.
Could I have some French fried potatoes?
Pub fries. You can call them anything you want at this point.
Well, no matter what we call them, they're common fixtures at fast food restaurants and loved by all people of all ages. Okay, let's move
on. I thought you were going to say fat. You know, people are fat because they eat French fries. a lot of fatty oil.
I'm not going Eric Hovde on you. I'm not going to go. Have you seen the Eric Hovde commercial about the anti-Eric Hovde commercial about him getting into people about being overweight?
Yes, yes,
and they're not going
to
get insurance coverage.
Right, they should pay higher prices for their premiums.
Yeah. That's a good commercial.
What a great way to
get more votes.
Boy.
All right. It's national.
Since 3/4 of the population is overweight, this is a great way to work into their their life.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Oh, but how about eating some Jell-O instead of French fries? It's Eat Your Jell-O
Hey,
Day.
There's always room for Jell-O.
That's what they tell us. Jell-O was trademarked in 1897 by Pearl Waite of Leroy, New York. Pearl Waite. Novel and fun dessert made loved by millions. Okay. We don't really need to know the history of Jell-O. This has gone on long enough. Sam, why don't you get into the history books?
Oh, boy.
We'll just salute, Paper Bag Day and Pecan Day. I think we got most of them, and that's plenty for me.
That's
get
enough.
To the history.
Time to open the books.
Open the book.
Open the book.
Okay.
All righty. You guys haven't seen the preview yet because I forgot to update it until this morning.
That's right.
You're right.
Let's see. Were you going to say something, John?
No, I was not. I was. I forgot. I don't know. I think I have COVID now.
Oh, great.
Great. Well, you get to become a surgeon then. You can wear one of your fancy masks.
My fancy masks. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Today in 1957, Eisenhower becomes the first president to ride in a helicopter. He takes the first presidential helicopter ride.
Wow. What a thrill.
That's pretty cool.
That must have been for him.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Ike.
Although I think Trump said they had airports when George Washington was around.
Oh, that's right.
Who knows? Maybe George Washington was the first president to take a helicopter ride. They didn't know what to call it.
It could be. Yeah. It's possible. All right.
The reason we played the Rolling Stones when we were coming into this segment. Today in 1962, the Rolling Stones played their very first show.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, at the Marquee Club in London under the name the Rolling Stones, not the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling
Stones? Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
They dropped the G?
Huh. It's almost like Rolling Stones at that point.
Well,
that wouldn't be good.
They corrected that and life was good.
Yeah.
Anything else on this history?
Oh, yes. This is the big one. Today in 1979, the Disco Demolition Night at the Chicago White Sox game.
Oh, yeah.
Comiskey Park.
Steve Dahl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doubleheader. In between the doubleheader, they had to cancel the second game. A riot broke out.
That's right.
Boy.
They offered discounted tickets of 98 cents if you brought in a disco album to burn in the pile. And they anticipated like maybe 5,000-ish more people coming to the game than normal.
Right.
But almost double the usual attendance. Usually they'd have like 25,000 people at a game.
Yeah.
Almost 50,000 people showed
up. That's amazing.
At Comiskey Park, old Comiskey Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was quite the thing. And they not only they burned the red, they exploded. They set off an explosion.
And then just
disco demolition.
There were just so many people. It just kind of turned into a riot, a party after that.
They jumped out of the stands and ran all over the field and started ripping up.
They had to call the second game of the doubleheader because they just destroyed the field.
It was a huge thing.
And then somebody interpreted it as a more racial thing against black music.
Well, that's where it went. But yeah. Boy, that was such a huge story, and it really it actually made Steve Dahl's career. I mean, it was a radio stunt that he got a lot of publicity.
What was his big single?
That's a good question. It wasn't Disco Duck.
No,
that was Rick.
But it was
Ayatollah.
It had to do it.
He had an Ayatollah single. That was back.
But
in
I
the
thought
days.
It had a disco.
I do not recall.
Could you look that up, Mr. Producer?
Name?
Steve Dahl. D-A-H-L.
That's it.
And he had a song?
A disco song.
A disco song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but...
I'm wrong.
He was very anti-disco because the station he was working at was switching music and starting to play disco, and it was a rock station. So he ended up, after that, working at The Loop, which was a huge place.
Because they thought disco music was something they should adopt. Time to move on.
Do you think I'm disco?
Yes. Do you think I'm disco? Let's listen.
No. Hey, calm down. Let me get you another pina colada. I mean, what did we join this exclusive disco club for anyway, you know? I mean, it costs $100 to join and we're supposed to dance. Don't you like my
So this is like a parody of disco?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's actually a history of disco.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the chorus here.
Get the
wear tight pants. I always stuff a sock in. It always makes the ladies start to talk. And my shirt is open. I never use the buttons, though I look hip. I work for EF Hutton.
All right. The John and Gordy Show will continue with a whole lot more coming up on this Friday. Rockers coming in later.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Milk production across the United States remains flat, and at least for now, it doesn't look like it's going up. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Trannell, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says one of the reasons why we're not seeing milk production go up too quickly, heat and very expensive replacement heifers.
A lot of that has to do with the high values of cattle. Beef on dairy animals are worth a lot of money. But you're also watching replacement animals for folks that do have them trading upwards of $3,000 a head. We've even heard over $3,000 a head in certain geographies. And so that is making it more and more difficult for farmers to readily expand in a quick way, despite maybe $20 milk on the board and $4 corn.
Matt Trannell, he's a dairy analyst with EverAg out of their Platteville office. He said they're also noticing pretty sharp declines in milk production in states being impacted by heat. Those states include California and Idaho. Dairy markets, as well as the rest of our grain trade, on the way next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On Thursday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped a nickel down to 189. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and a half, 195 and a half. Double A butter another half cent lower, 310 a pound. This morning in Chicago, right now we've got December corn trading 2 cents lower at 408. November soybeans down a penny and a half at 1066. September wheat's down to 569 a bushel. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 6, currently at 1991. September closed 32 cents lower, 2037 a hundredweight. These are the lowest commodity prices for corn and beans that we've seen since the pandemic. And that's a quick update on farm market details on a Friday. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 84 this afternoon. The wind today out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. It'll be humid with a high of 87. On Sunday, hot, humid, 91 with a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the executive director of Gathering Waters. What are Wisconsin Land Trust Days? We'll find out. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This portion of our program is brought to you by worms. Yes, when looking for something to wriggle helplessly on the sidewalk after a heavy rainstorm, more homeowners select worms than any other invertebrate. Remember, they're boneless, they're easy to care for, and they grow new bodies when you cut them in half.
Wow.
They're wacky, wonderful worms. Ask for them by name.
Worms.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We're broadcasting from State Street today, not from home.
Right.
We decided to come in despite the COVID-infected producer that we have. Sam is sitting in the studio, isolated away from all of us.
I think he's feverish, too.
Locked away.
You've got me in a little plastic bubble, like a yes. like a giant hamster ball.
Bubble boy.
How are you feeling, Sam? Is it getting better or getting worse? I mean, I'd like to know.
You appear better this morning.
It's really been about the same all week. Really? Like, I feel pretty much normal if I take cold medicine.
Yeah.
If I don't, it's just like... Yeah. Like a light sore throat, little headache, not much.
You don't feel a little spacey, do you? A little bit, right? Right?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I guess I'm always
hasn't
a little
done enough
spacey.
Drugs.
Exactly, yeah. So how would he know if he's already spacey?
Oh, man. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's sunny. It's 66 degrees. Highs in the mid 80s today.
I have
36.
I have
yes.
some tech news for everybody
tech news.
This morning. Yeah,
tech
news.
News.
Let's check
right.
that out.
Let's get into it.
The
okay.
world was powered by the black fuel. Without fuel, they were nothing. The thundering machine sputtered and stopped.
Give me the pump, the gasoline.
When all that's left. Is one last chance.
Then we get the Trump administration. We just had that one last chance,
oh,
and
boy.
Then we get Trump. Yikes!
Okay, so what's the tech news?
Well, the tech news has to do with energy, and that is trying to get her away from big oil. And in this case, it's good, bad news. As California works toward its ambitious clean energy vision, an almost counterintuitive challenge has emerged. Get this. The state is, at times, generating more solar energy than they can handle.
Well,
so there you go. There's the problem.
Too much energy is being generated?
Too much energy is taking place. Yep. We've got to cut. We've got cut 58
okay.
that goes into depth about this whole problem they have out there in California. Now, think about it, that we don't have the EVs. We don't have the ability to charge a whole bunch of electric vehicles because people don't have them yet, or even hybrids, chargeable hybrids. So in this case, they're not able to use all this extra energy. So right now, we've got a surplus.
That's what's going happening, Sam?
Oh, I haven't given... any of the drop-ins, have
no, you haven't, John.
Seems to be a technical glitch here. All right, well, go ahead. Go.
All right. Come on in. Hand me the flash
okay,
drive.
Okay, don't breathe any of the air in there and just...
You know, I just took my life into my own hands there. I walked into the studio.
I know.
Oh,
into Sam's
now
studio.
Now what's going to happen?
Now, you know, put your mask on.
While he's doing it, I've got another story here, tech story as well.
Okay.
This is great stuff. I mean, if you're a kid, a Gen Zer. If you're that. My kid was just bowled over. I talked to a superstar in the video review gaming community.
A superstar?
Yeah. I mean, this guy...
Yeah.
Is known for being a great reviewer of video games, very clever guy,
yeah.
does tremendously well-edited videos to show what he was thinking and what he is saying about a specific video, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Okay. All right.
And I talked to him, and my son is just like, oh, my God, you did? You know?
Well, where did you talk to? Did you call? I mean,
this was with the census survey.
Oh.
So I can't say too much because all of that is confidential information.
I see.
But it's like I read an article in a 2017 article.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, what is the newsletter that comes out, that we, the email that we get that we talk about all the time.
Madison Minutes.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
With Madison Minutes, and they wrote an article about this guy, this mysterious man who does this review program for all, and he's known nationwide, worldwide, for these great reviews. So he's in Madison.
Big time. Okay, but you can't mention his
name. No, I can't really.
It's confidential.
I can't say any of that stuff. But he was very impressed with the fact that I discovered this individual.
Okay. Your son was.
I talked to this guy, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, who is it?" I said, "Well, I don't know exactly. I just remember his site a little bit." Then I mentioned a word out of that site, and he looked it up. He said, talk to this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the guy. Okay.
Wow.
Well, we're back on track here with the solar story.
Can we get back into that a little bit?
Oh, yeah,
definitely. I just wanted to mention that. I talked to a celebrity.
But you can't tell us who it was.
And Jim's ears are really, really into that stuff. All right, let's get into the surplus production of solar energy in California. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Across California, it's a common sight. Rows of suburban homes topped with solar panels. But as the state works towards its ambitious clean energy vision, an almost counterintuitive problem has emerged. California is at times generating too much solar, meaning loads of good clean energy is going to waste.
Since solar power relies on the sun, it's often the middle of the day on days when it's not too hot that you can run into this issue of essentially having too much solar. People aren't home, they're not running their ACs, and the system can generate more than the state can use.
You know, the bottom line is that there are times when we do not have the demand for electricity for the full production of the solar fleet. Sometimes we're able to export it, and there are those times under certain extreme conditions when we do have to curtail it.
When you say curtail, you mean throwing it away.
Sending dispatch instructions to those fleets to reduce their generation.
That's right.
In recent years, the amount of renewable energy curtailed, most of it solar, has skyrocketed, both from oversupply and so-called congestion, when there's more electricity than the transmission lines in some areas can handle. Mm-hmm. So far this year, the state has already lost out on nearly 2.6 million megawatt hours of renewable electricity, more than enough to power all the households in San Francisco for a year.
That's a lot.
To solve the problem, Governor Gavin Newsom's administration has been pushing to add more batteries to store that excess energy. And state regulators have taken a more controversial approach, drastically cutting financial incentives for homeowners looking to install solar.
Oops.
Since the changes, there's been a 66% drop in residential solar installations and an estimated 17,000 green jobs lost statewide. To make it cost-effective, homeowners now need to install batteries in addition to solar panels. But that can cost an additional $10,000 to $20,000 or more. Wow. In a statement, Governor Newsom defended the state's policies, saying in part, no other state in America comes close to California's solar production. And now we're adding more batteries faster than ever to help capture that energy to use at night.
And there you go.
New challenges, casting a shadow on the path to a renewable future.
Yes, that's right.
How is it that they couldn't see this coming and build more batteries? And install
the battery storage thing is a fairly new idea. It's something that they discovered they needed eventually. It wasn't envisioned that they needed the batteries right away. But I've got a story on the batteries, by the way, next. But I do have a little thing for you because you are a former weatherman.
Oh, here we go.
And Brittany Miller, we're going to play this for Brittany later.
Okay.
But this is a great thing. This is Cut 59. And now the meteorologists are going to have to learn something new in their little college. a little night class.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
What?
It's called the Solar Report. Gordy.
A solar report.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
That rain stays away for today, but we're going to be socked in with the clouds. Solar report kind of reflects this. We'll see a little dip in the amount of solar power generated from solar panels in Rhode Island today, about 2,800 megawatt hours. Look at tomorrow, more in the way of clouds and the chance of showers, about 820 expected to be made tomorrow. It's probably not making much solar power in Narragansett now. A lot of clouds and fog down here in Narragansett Town Beach. The little solar panel meters probably are spinning a little bit in East Greenwich. You can see a little bit of sunshine here.
there. Yeah.
Still a lot of clouds around. Second. Temperature of 76.
So now, so now mostly sunny and partly cloudy. All that you gotta quantify it with how much solar power that's going
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Wow. How much it'll generate or how little it'll generate.
I'm so thankful I'm not a TV weather person
anymore.
Can you
believe this? This is happening.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That was from New England somewhere?
Yes.
Rhode Island?
That's fantastic, yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, that is.
I know. I thought you'd enjoy something. Maybe you want to get back into
not at all.
Weather business
I
again.
I have no inclination to do that. I had 20 years. That was plenty.
You love the tech stuff. I thought you'd really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The solar report.
All right, let's get into this idea that, you know, we heard during the report that these solar batteries cost a lot.
Yeah.
For storage.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
All right. I got a story in that.
All right.
It's catching on. Power storage. Okay. Tesla announced that the Powerwall 3 would be available in the United Kingdom. It's already available in the United States. It's spreading across Europe now. He's selling this stuff. Only minutes later, Tesla announced it would also be in Germany. You can optimize the storage current to your current electric vehicle with sustainable energy during the day, at night, or in the event of a power outage with these power walls installed. The Powerwall 3 goes for, here's the price, $8,300.
That's
installed it. And it lasts for up to 6 hours.
What a bargain.
I know.
My mind is blown. The power wall.
There are other manufacturers of storage batteries. They might be any less expensive. I did not have time to look them up. It says here at least one solar project is using stored heat. Now, this is another alternative to a battery. Stored heat, like in sand or in water, the sun heats it during the day, and they use that heat to generate energy at night. That's one of the ways that they're doing it. Some of the heat will be stored to power turbines when the sun isn't shining.
Mm-hmm.
So another alternative. And see, this is what happens when you get into alternative energy.
Yeah, new energy.
New energy ideas, technology develops, jobs are created.
Yeah, more ideas come out of that, and it just goes on and on.
And one of the important issues, and you got to think of this, because I was starting to get really angry understanding that, you know, the sun is free, the wind is free, so why are my energy costs going up? You know, when are they going to come down? And the whole point is that it costs a lot to make this transition from something that is so, you know, ingrained in our society, big oil, right? I mean, it's every part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to detach ourselves from it. It's going to cost a lot of money to make that conversion, to create the power lines, the infrastructure, add these power stations, you know, creating different kinds of technology. By the way, even the storage systems themselves will be replaced with better and more efficient storage systems.
Have you looked into getting solar panels at your house?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have an older home.
You have a lot of trees around you, too.
No, that's not the problem. It's the older home, and older homes have to have a certain infrastructure for the roofing support system.
Ah, sure.
And so if you're looking into it, you have an older roofing system, you know, the joists have to be a certain strength. They have to be designed a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so if you want those in, you have to kind of replace the roof completely, you know, the whole thing.
Okay.
In order to put them in if you have an older roof.
Mm-hmm. Getting a couple of texts here about solar. Originally, all solar had batteries, but they add 60% to the cost, plus their maintenance fussy. That's from Lynn, and she also says, go grid tie without battery. I'm not sure what that means.
That's where the panels will power into the grid directly rather than like charging a battery to power your house.
Okay.
And if you have enough like solar excess, if you have too much energy, provided that, you know, maybe you put too many solar panels on your house, and you can go off the grid. You can just disconnect from the utility and generate your and create a time schedule where you can use this stuff efficiently so you don't run out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a neat idea as well.
It is. Hey, coming up a little bit later on, we'll give away another pair of tickets to Pod Save America. That's happening at the Orpheum. That show is Friday, July 19th, a week from today. So we'll be giving those tickets away after the top of the hour. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Back with more.
Yeah.
Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Morning sun, it starts to rise. Tune it in, make no disguise. John and Gordy on the air, Mad Radio 92.7 Blair.
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Show.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
that's a good thing, huh? A little bit later on, Rocker will be in with a Max Inc. preview. Right now, 66 degrees, highs in the mid-80s today. It is 6:51.
We've got a special guest next hour.
Yeah.
We'll be preempting the Republican platform, Agenda 47.
Okay.
Briefly. One day, giving you a break.
Yeah.
By the way, it was mentioned in a story.
What was?
Agenda 47.
Okay.
Because, yeah, everybody's kind of forgotten about it. It was so long ago, not, you know, 2022, mm-hmm. December, you know, and Project 2025 has replaced it at this point, but they're very similar, except Agenda 47 is in the words of Trump. You know, he's explaining it himself, as only Trump can explain anything.
But he's twisting himself in pretzels about saying that he doesn't have anything to do with Project 2025 right now. Yeah. You know, but there's all this audio of him talking about it.
Similar stuff.
Up to, you know, a year ago or more. So, you know, how do you disconnect from something that we got audio, we've got video. Yeah. How do you do that?
You can't do it. You really can't do it. Yeah.
Coming up in just a short while here, we'll be talking to Steve Cochran, Chicago radio guest, broadcaster. Yeah. And
we'll get his input on the debate last night. Or not debate, but
the press conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And much more coming up.
All right. So anyway, I've got a special little thing here for everybody. This is kind of fun. Okay. It's a takeoff on Jeopardy.
Okay.
And this is cut 61. And I think everybody's going to kind of enjoy the questions or the statements.
So this is a takeoff on Jeopardy.
On Jeopardy.
Okay.
Right, okay. Let's listen to it right now.
Okay. Welcome back to America's least favorite game show with Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. It's something true about crime in the United States. Ted Cruz.
We know from past experience that the most effective tool for keeping kids safe is armed law enforcement on the campus.
This is a disturbing pattern now. Ted Cruz has just been telling lies.
Researchers have studied more than 130 cases, finding that armed guards were not associated with any significant reduction in injury rates during mass shootings.
Marco Rubio.
I always find it interesting that the reflexive reaction of the left is to say we need more gun laws. Criminals don't follow gun laws. And there's just no evidence that these gun laws would prevent these shootings.
I have to say, lied this time. He lied. 100%.
A new study that shows states with weaker gun laws have higher rates of both firearm-related homicides and suicides.
Donald Trump.
The 20 most dangerous are Democrat-run. Worse than Honduras. Worse than Afghanistan.
8 of the 10 states with the highest murder rates in 2020 voted for Trump, and that murder rate's 40% higher in Trump-voting states compared to Biden-voting states.
There you go. So
that's kind
of
pretty good.
Yeah, kind of a fun little thing.
Yeah,
Jeopardy. Taking a look at the lies.
Yeah, what's that?
Taking a look at the lies.
Well, it just
the right.
goes on and on, endless spewing of material there.
I was talking to my mega friend in Milwaukee about it. I said, you know, everybody's focusing on, you know, getting Biden out of the race. What do you think about all of that? And he said, well, you know, maybe he should retire. Of course, a big surprise right there. And I said, well, what about Trump lying? Over 50 lies during the debate. What about that? He says, yeah, that's not good either. But you guys are, you know, providing all the entertainment for us now by arguing about Biden. I said, that's true.
Well, I think Biden put on a great masterclass in overseas foreign relations last night at this press conference. It went on for about an hour, and he was just, I mean, it was really good. He was on his game, and he was taking every question, didn't dodge anything. He a couple of flubs here and there, verbal things, but though it was back to the old Biden.
Yeah.
And he was fired up, and it was good.
He
was on his game.
I mean, the thing is, he knows so much. There is so much depth there.
Yeah.
And we're not getting any of that. We will never get that much from Trump, who's already spent 4 years as president. He doesn't talk like a president. He doesn't talk like he knows anything about other countries' policies or agreements between the United States and their country. He has no real interest in any of that.
And if, well, that's it. And, if I'm the Biden's campaign manager, I say more press conferences. I mean, let him be him. You know, don't try to do other stuff. Just get him out there more and do more press conferences.
And make the questions about whether he's going to retire or not just old questions. Yeah. We've heard enough of this.
Yeah,
you know, move on from there somewhere along the way. You know, it's always funny. They always want a cognitive exam taken for Biden. Of course, there should be one definitely for Trump. But no one ever mentions Mitch McConnell, who allowed us to watch him have two strokes in front of us.
Right,
we froze up. We watched him.
Yeah,
right. He just stood there blank.
Right.
So, and no one said, well, he should step down or he should have a cognitive exam, right? No one ever asked about that. So we have one moment in a debate, something like that, and everybody, he can't run. Oh, he's not good enough. Let's get somebody else. This panic system that the Democrats have, they shoot themselves in the foot constantly over every possible thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We take candidates up because they simply yelled. Like Howard Dean.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that?
They took him out because
he said
yelled.
Was, hooah!
Yeah.
He was just doing a, that's
I mean,
it.
That's
and suddenly
it.
He's not the candidate anymore.
Oh, we can't have him. Right? And we got a guy who lies constantly, just, you know, endlessly has rallies where he just spouts nonsense about sharks and heavy batteries on boats. What is happening to this country?
I know. I mean, it's bizarro world again.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't make any sense at all. And my mega friend can't explain it either.
He doesn't know.
But he doesn't care. They don't care.
Yeah. Well, that's it. They're all in on Trump, and they don't care about anything else. And it's part of the cult. Anything that he says, they just cheer along.
And they think that anything said about him, even though they know they heard it with their own ears, that he's lying, total BS, they think that if somebody brings that up, they're attacking Trump. And the biggest thing on the right for MAGAs is defending Trump, no matter what. Even if he's wrong, even if he shoots somebody on Fifth Avenue, you're trying to take him out. You're trying to get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is their thing. They're defending Trump constantly, forever.
That's it. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll have Rocker in the studio. And in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to longtime popular Chicago radio personality Steve Cochran. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Friday on WMDX.
John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
From tools and accessories to maintenance and everything in between, Menards has your automotive needs covered. Prevent gas line freeze-up with heat, gas line, antifreeze. It removes water from the fuel system and is safe for use in all four-cycle and fuel-injected engines. Grab a four-pack for just $4.99. Check out this and more great deals going on now during Menards' New Year's sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.